It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're just a few days from Halloween, so we're visiting one of Wisconsin's most storied haunted houses.
The Dominion of Terror in Sheboygan is celebrating 50 years of frights, all run by volunteers with the Sheboygan JCs.
The nonprofit civic organization focuses on developing young adults to be community leaders, and the proceeds of the haunted house support other local charities.
John Ader, Ashley Vandeweg, and Jody Zakowski are co-chairs of the Dominion of Terror Haunted House for the Sheboygan JCs. I talked to them last week.
Jody, start us off by taking us through the Dominion of Terror. You don't have to spoil anything, but what are we going to experience when they walk in the door?
Well, the experience actually starts before you walk in the door. We have we have a lot of things going on outside this year. Some new things, you know, the typical queue line actors, a large outdoor waiting. But on crummy nights, we also have an indoor waiting room. So you spend a lot of time out there before you come into the house. But once you head into the house, we have over 30 rooms of awesome new different rooms. This year we have three floors. So this is the first time we've ever had three floors. But each floor has something different and pretty exciting this year. But each room is very, very different.
Now, Ashley, one thing I worry about talking to three of you is, well, one of you's talking, the other two might be jumping out from under the table and scaring me. Do you have a lot of jump scares set up where people are wandering along and all of a sudden, ah?
Yeah, you can absolutely expect to have people creeping out of corners and above you, below you, wherever you may find a nook, someone's going to try and get you.
All right, I just double-checked under the table. I think I'm safe here. Now, John, can you talk a little bit about the logistics? It sounds like a lot of work to me. What goes into putting this together?
Well, we are very fortunate to have the building, let's just say, donated to us by a company named RCS in Sheboygan. They own it, and we can use it. So it's unheated, so we can't use it year-round. But in spring, we have an event called Terror in April. So we kind of leave the setup from the year prior, and we run it for one weekend. We pick a charity. All proceeds go to the charity. And then after that, we tear down for a month or so, and by Memorial Day, then we start on the building of the new. We have about 4-month window in which we need to get all the new sets done. It's a lot of work, and it seems like a lot of time, but when you're considering doing four floors, it never seems to be enough.
But Jody, I'm guessing the work starts before the work starts. There's a lot of planning, right? How do you design a haunted house?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of planning. We plan pretty much year-round. It takes a lot of people to put these rooms together, but the people who run the project each year pick a committee, and the committee chooses the rooms that we do, and many different volunteers put their time in, and different people build different kind of rooms. So that's what's pretty cool about our haunt too, is we have different styles and different kind of rooms, and they're not all the same. So yeah, it's a year-round project planning for sure.
Ashley, what's it like, I guess, inside the writer's room? How does the committee bounce ideas off of each other how to scare people this year?
It's actually a super cool experience. You get the people who, like Jody was saying, are of different minds. And sometimes it's in a room, sometimes it's in the space they'll be working in. And they're like, would this work here? Would that work there? Where am I going to scare? So it's a whole lot of collaboration and ideas and suggestions. And everybody just kind of blends into one to create what's in the mind of this one room builder.
John, how much work does it take to get volunteers? Because it sounds like there's volunteers helping plan it, helping run it, the actors. What does it take to get all those volunteers on board?
Well, one of the things that we are kind of blessed with is that it's a JC haunted house. And JC's is, for you know, the most part, it's a young person's organization. So there's always an influx of new people coming in, maybe not so much interested in haunted housing until they actually see it, and then they become hooked for life, as the three of us are. So there's always new people coming in, which is very, very fortunate. And one of the things that you were asking before about Ashley is we have what's called a room requirement sheet. So each room builder has an idea of what they want to do. They fill out the sheet, draw a little diagram, And then we have a little committee that approves those. And once they all get approved, then we kind of try to put them in order in which they fit one room after another that makes the most sense. And then we create a floor plan and off we go.
Now, Jody, 50 years of the Haunted House of the Dominion of Terror in Sheboygan. What is it about Dominion of Terror that's kept it around so long?
50 years, yeah. We are the longest running haunt in Wisconsin and definitely in the top 10 in the nation. We started off in, obviously, 1974, a small haunt. And I think the passion of all the people who work together to get this put on every single year just helps create a bigger and better house every year. And I just think everybody who just works on it all the time just loves it, and it's contagious. So people see us loving it and want to join in the fun. And I mean, it's continuous volunteers year after year.
Ashley, is there pressure on you and the rest of the team to, you know, do something a little better, a little scarier than last year, each year that you do this?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's always kind of an internal friendly competition of how to do just that, make it better, make it more scary. The pressure, I think, is the same no matter what. But I think this year, especially being the 50th, the pressure was definitely on to make sure that we highlighted and accented all of our strengths within the haunt and within the JCs for sure.
And John, how do people get ideas on, you know, newer, scarier, cooler stuff for the Dominion?
One of the things, well, two things I think are important in that. One of which, there's a convention, it's called Transworld. It's in St. Louis every year. And we go to that. It's a huge convention. Thousands of people, hundreds of salespeople, and you get ideas from that. And one thing that you find can inspire the entire room design. And the other item idea is, there's just something with these haunted house people that there's, you know, maybe a switch turned on or off, whatever it may be, that makes them a little different than everyone else. And they're just always thinking about it. And that's who we are.
We are talking to three people from Sheboygan who want to scare you. It's the 50-year anniversary of the Dominion of Terror Haunted House in Sheboygan. Three co-chairs for the Sheboygan JCs, organizers of the house, John Ader, Ashley Van de Weg, and Jody Zakowski are with us. Jody, have the public's needs for a haunted house changed over time, their expectations, what scares them and all that?
Absolutely. At the very beginning, all we had were black walls and people in masks. They wore street clothes, and you walked past these people, they jumped on, that was it. And that worked. Now we have so many other haunted houses to compete with. You have to be the best of the best. You know, our rooms are detailed from top to bottom, inside and out. We have obviously full costumes nowadays, and we don't wear many masks anymore. It's all prosthetics and makeup. You know, thanks to our wonderful makeup staff, they create these awesome characters. You don't even look like anything close to what you look like in every day. So, yeah, and nothing scares people anymore. So we have to go outside the box all the time trying to find things to scare or startle people. If they can't be scared, at least entertain them.
Ashley, I want to ask you about something not scary here. This is done by the Sheboygan JCs, formerly Sheboygan Junior Chamber of Commerce. The goal is to get people involved, younger people involved in civic engagement. It sounds to me like you're having some success with that, getting people involved in their community. Can you talk about that aspect of the event?
So it's kind of great. The Sheboygan JCs is celebrating their 100th year this year, along with the 50th for the Dominion of Terror. So that's a humongous accomplishment for the Sheboygan chapter as well. I think a lot of that has to do with, I mean, the people that we have in the chapter are very outgoing, very welcoming, all creative ideas with the projects that we do, and then, you know, giving back to the community in every way we possibly can. It's something that just invites the new people who have the same type of passions and thoughts to feel like they're part of the family from the day one that they come to a meeting. So I think that it's really key to make sure that we're keeping the community in mind and gaining that momentum with new people year after year to keep that ideas fresh.
And John, we've got people listening around the state, and maybe they're thinking, that sounds cool. I would like to do something cool for my community, whether it's a haunted house or something completely different. What would you say to encourage them to get involved in a local JC or similar organization?
Find your passion. Try to find a need of what the community wants or what you could. I mean, basically, we're selling an entertainment to the local community in which we raise our funds. And it's a niche, you know, it's finding, like I said, it's finding what they want and something that your group is passionate enough about that you are going to be putting on a very special event.
Jody, do you have regular repeat customers, people who show up year after year to see what you've done this time around?
We definitely have repeat offenders. And actually, we have people who come back numerous times in one season.
Oh, wow.
There have been people who will walk through and tell you exactly where the person's jumping out. But, you know, rooms change every night, depending on which actor is there. But people come back year after year and get excited because our house changes every year. All the rooms change. So it's a new show.
Sometimes they'll come back the same day.
Awesome. Ashley, it's been mentioned a couple times, this is raising money for charity. What kind of things is this accomplishing?
So we don't necessarily have this year's decided yet, but in the past we have given back to the police dogs, dog for dog tags, Mental Health America, anti-bullying campaigns. So it really is something that we showcase. RCS, of course, is one of them as well. But it's something that is kind of the icing on top of it all, that we get to give back to something that's important to us charity-wise or nonprofit-wise within the community also.
And Jody, did I see this right? You've branched out into an escape room as well?
Yes, we do. We have an escape room. We've had it for quite a few years. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We run three different shows a night, and you can get up to 8 people per group to go through it.
All right, now I want to ask each of you the same question. I'll start with Ashley. You've been involved in the process all the way through. Do you then go through the haunted house tour, the Dominion of Terror tour yourself? And if so, do things still scare you, even knowing what's coming?
That is a great question. Yeah, at least once a night, we try to go through me personally just to make sure everyone's okay, everything's working well. And yes, I still get scared. I think the biggest thing that I thought was funny this year is one of our actors coined the phrase, scare the chair. So it is a goal, and it definitely, I have a few rooms that still get me every night.
And John, how about you as a tourist, as a customer of the Dominion?
We actually tour quite a few houses there. We try to every year. And I don't obviously get somewhat scared because I'm older, but my whole thing is if I come out of the haunted house and I have a sore jaw because I've been smiling for the past 20 minutes, they've done a great job.
And how about you, Jody?
I also walk through ours a few times a night, just same as Ashley, making sure the actors are fine, the rooms are still in good shape, the sound works well. And unfortunately, I'm one that doesn't get scared barely ever. I think that is a goal for them. And if I do get startled once in a while, that's like the highlight of their night.
And Jody, let's close with you now. I'm thinking if there's Hollywood producers out there and they're looking for a community to film in where they've got lots of extras with experience scaring people, they should maybe come to Sheboygan, right? You've got a cast for them already.
Oh my gosh, we have the best cast around. We do train all of our actors into, you know, doing the best that they can, and they know how to work the rooms the best that they can. They're all volunteers, we have to keep that in mind, but we have some really amazing actors out by us.
We'll leave it there. Thanks to all of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
John Ader, Ashley Vanoweg, and Jody Zakowski are co-chairs of the Dominion of Terror Haunted House for the Sheboygan JCs. They shared about the 50th anniversary of the Dominion of Terror. The last two nights of the season are this Friday and Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m.